dear conferees of the U.S. Human Rights Network in L.A., I greet you all, and I commend you on your work to raise the profile of human rights over that of civil rights. By so doing, you give life to the words of Malcolm X, Alhaj Malik Shabazz, one of the most influential black leaders of the 20th century. Malcolm, especially in his latter years, strove mightily to bring the plight of millions of black Americans to the world's attention. Your work on behalf of the growing protests against Georgia's racist HB 87 extends Malcolm's work to Latinos and Latinas, and of course, other immigrants who face the frightening prospect of being demanded to produce papers, a scenario that is evocative of the Nazis. From Malcolm's time to this, human rights law has developed substantially. Although some Americans have decried this trend, they do so in the face of the U.S. Constitution's Article 6, which states that all treaties signed by the U.S. become the supreme law of the land. Now, we know that there's a long history of people and courts ignoring both treaties and the Constitution, but the Human Rights Network is on the right side of history. I'm certain Malcolm and other human rights activists would salute you in your efforts today. For it is against racism, against chauvinism, and for the freedom, dignity, and human rights of all humanity. I can dig that. On the move, long live John Africa. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.